I called you. I chose you. You did not choose me. I called you out of the darkness into my marvelous light. I give you the promise. I give you the promise again. I speak it to you this morning that which I started in you, I want to finish it. I want to complete what I started. You didn't start it. I called you. I chose you. Just like Lazarus called out of the grave, I called you by name. I chose you for a reason, for a purpose, that you might glorify me where you are, where you live and work, wherever you go. That's why my spirit is in you, to do in you what I did through my son Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because I was with him. I was with him because he believed what I wrote about him in the Testament. What the things that he would do. And he did those and he fulfilled everything. He's on the cross and he said, "It's finished." He completed the works that I had sent him to do, and there was no more he needed to do. Now it's up to you. Not up to you to try to mimic it. Not up to you to try to be like. But to believe in me. To keep looking unto me. Keep looking unto Jesus. Keep looking unto what I've done through him, so that you could be called the children of the Most High God. Chosen you, and you are here for such a time as this. Stop looking at yourself, considering yourself, because you're going to see things in you that are not right. But when you do, just take them to me. Bring them to me. My son paid the price. And so because of his blood, I can forgive you. I can forgive whatever you've done and whatever you're doing. I can forgive you. Not only that, but your Father, me, who is in heaven, is able to change you from the inside out, making you into the very likeness, the very nature of my Son in you. We all become one family. Not through your efforts, but through what I have done. Your work is to believe in what I've done and what I'm going to say to you. You got to live by faith. And faith is based on what you hear me say to you, not what somebody else says to you. I might talk through somebody. I might speak to you through the Bible. I might speak to you through a book. But you got to recognize that it's my spirit speaking to you personally. And then hold fast to that word. Because that word will catapult you into the fullness of what I have for you. Again, I say unto you, my children, again, I say unto you, what I have planned is exceeding abundantly above what you can ask or think, but it is according to my power that's working in you. So you have no idea what I've got planned. You have no idea, but as it comes, as a day in and day out, as it comes, it will come. You will start to hear this and hear that, and it's building, and it's going to be building and building and building in you. But my purpose is that my will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And my son is seated at my right hand, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool through you believing in me. Thou wilt do valiantly. You will overcome the enemy, and you will bring about my will and my purpose on this earth, because what I've already provided, what I've already done through my Son, and that my will would be done in each one of your lives. The reason you're here on this earth, the reason you've been called and chosen, there's something I've called you to fulfill. I don't want you to be like the children of Israel who I delivered out of Egypt, but they didn't mix faith with what they heard. They heard it. I spoke it to them several times. I spoke it to them that my will was that they enter into the promised land, the thing that I had promised to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have made promises, and I'm going to keep those promises, and I want to bring you into my promises. You just have to labor to believe so that you can enter into the rest of ceasing from doing your own works and just receiving what I want to do to you and through you for my glory, that my name would be magnified and glorified in you and through you, not because of your efforts, but because of you believing in my word. I've spoken to you today.